At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This is 93.7 The Ticket.
Look at me short. Look at me short. I'm the captain now.
Three-time national champion, Vershawn Jackson.
Oh, I got a bunch all alone is Vershawn Jackson. And Vershawn, he'll get it to the 24-yard line.
Coming at you live from the Copples Chevrolet GMC studios in the heart of Lincoln, America. On air and online at theticketfm.com. Presented by Wingstop. Here he is, Vershawn Jackson.
Start the show off with a laugh and a bang. What's his name? Kirby Smart?
Kirby Wilson.
Kirby Wilson.
Kirby solid. Not smart.
Chicken salad for life.
Kirby not so smart.
Hey, listen. He must be smart because he sure said, hey, look, if you do not eat this chicken salad, son,
you gotta go home.
You're going home. We ain't giving you no pizza. You ain't getting no hamburger. You ain't getting no Popeyes. You ain't getting no Wendy's. You ain't getting no Wingstop. You ain't getting none of that. Eat the chicken salad, anime.
Eat it.
Eat the chicken salad, anime.
Eat it.
Oh, matter of fact, it ain't going to be no anime. Anime, you going home.
Clean out the caboose.
Kirby Smart putting it down.
No, but it's the second clip. Down. You don't like it? Get out.
He told him that in the beginning.
Crazy.
If you Cuckoo don't like crazy. The chicken salad, first of all, if you got an opportunity to play football again with all these new leagues, right? I get it.
Look, man, you could tell me that if you could pay me $5,000 a week to eat liver and onions, and that's $5,000 I'm not getting.
You ain't eating liver and onions?
Nah, bruh.
It's over with.
It's over. It's a wrap. I got to check out.
Let's ask the 24-year-old DP the same thing.
24-year-old DP had cash. No. 24-year-old DP was a picky eater.
Yeah,
I ate. My grandmother made meals for me. When I
think
I was
24. I'm gonna eat the liver and onions.
You gonna eat the liver and onions?
Yeah, heck yeah, I like it. So I'm gonna eat it.
$5,000 a week. Is that your number?
$5,000 a week. I'm eating the liver and onions. I mean, I don't know what number y'all looking at, but that's $20,000 a month.
Bro, I'm just
saying. To eat liver and onions.
No, man.
Figure out how you like chicken.
Because I'm gonna be sick first of all, so I'm not gonna do anything productive.
Okay. I'm gonna throw up
the whole time. Liver and onions, beets, and green peppers. Green peppers. Them four things will make me sick.
Beets?
Six. Bro, my mother used to eat beets all the time. She would eat beets between breads.
I grow them. Like and then bread, I pickle them.
They're
good.
No.
You got
not.
Traumatized by the beets?
Oh, man. I will never eat a beet ever again. Ever again.
Now, if you tell me I got to eat a tomato, then I mean a tomato. Well. So if you tell me for $5,000, I don't know how I would get through it.
Kadoo guy says, I'll eat dirt for $5,000 a week. Look, man, dude, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, tell him again. He'll eat dirt.
Kadoo just said, because of Kirby, so, I'm now a Pittsburgh Maulers fan. Man,
man, we need more coaches like that.
No, we do
we
not.
We do, too.
No, we do
it's
not.
Too, it, listen. The inmates are starting to run the ship. And in that league, first of all, you got to understand why you're there. Now, you're there trying to make it to the big leagues. If you're only going to that USFL to be a part of the team and make that $5,000 or $3,500, because $5,000 a week truly is not $5,000 after Uncle Sam get off of you.
Crazy.
Eat the chicken salad, DP.
See, the whole thing was the inmates run the asylum, which means they're crazy.
So he got to be crazier than the inmates. He has to be a little bit where, in order to get his respect from guys that are coming from all walks of life, they've been out of football for a year, 2 years, and their mentality is all squirmed all apart because of the cell phone, because of social media and all this stuff. He has to do something to get their attention.
Nick, is there anything that you would eat that you wouldn't eat for $5,000 a week? that I could put. And remember, look, I'm looking you dead square in the face. And if you say there's a thing, see what I what
I,
we
I
know
don't,
is
I don't think
we know for 5,000 a week he wouldn't do the hot ones challenge.
No, he would not. Yeah,
you, wait, here, cut. We didn't say 5,000 a week. For 5,000 a week, I'll do the hot wing challenge, brother.
Once a week?
Absolutely. One wing?
No.
It's hot ones. It's 10 wings.
No, y'all didn't say anything about 10.
That's
I thought it was
hot,
like 10.
Hot ones.
Who ate
challenge.
10? Who ate 10?
We all ate 10.
Okay, cool. Then I can do it. That ain't nothing.
Hey, that's funny.
5,000. Pay me 5,000 a week.
That's funny. I did just see Brett Baker this weekend at
We
bowl,
did it for free.
Yes, y'all problem.
We did.
I ain't doing it for free.
Hey, Nick, we ate 15.
Yeah,
because
we really
did five more.
That's
later.
Right.
And
that's
the
right.
Enrico then did the hot one, chip.
Mm-mm. I don't do it. Don't do the chip.
Yeah.
I'm not doing any of it because okay. Ain't nobody. There's no one here gonna pay me $5,000 a week to do it.
What is it that you?
No, that's the thing. Is I in the moment I'm like, man, this is bad.
But you have a number though. Is that what you're saying? You have a number to eat.
If
anything.
It was 5,000, you would do it.
Some stuff. Okay, like I said before, tomatoes. I don't know if I could get through it. I might be throwing up. Like
really?
Said.
Yeah, I would throw
yeah,
up.
Yeah, I'm not
if
a tomato
you,
guy.
If I eat tomatoes,
if I can get one seed in my mouth, it's over with.
Interesting.
Now, so, Nick, how much would it cost to get you to do the hot ones challenge?
A week, each week.
Yeah. No, just 1 week, one time.
Oh, I don't know. $50
$50 Done.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Rico, how much would it cost? Come on.
Here's the thing, though.
No,
Rico.
We got Rico. We're going to get Rico, come on.
Look, it has to be over 100.
No.
What is it?
We need the number.
$250.
We need the number. No, I'm not. No.
That's exactly why I chose 50 is because it's not enough. He would do it.
I know.
He'll give it to me.
I know. And that's
exactly
the problem.
I want you to get the money. I want you to get the money.
No, but that's the problem. It's because I have to do it again.
I want to. Because he does.
$100,
Rico. Because you'll walk in and you'll put $100 on the table and I go, what's that? And then Brett Baker will walk in and I'll be like, no.
Okay, is there a price difference between the hot one's wings or the hot one chip?
The hot one chip?
Oh, chip would probably
be about $200.
$1 million.
Oh, I'm not doing that again.
Rico tore that trash can.
All you got to do is put $5,000 right here, and I guarantee Rico will get
no, he tore that trash can up, Rashawn. He lit up that trash can behind you.
No.
He lit that trash can.
The wings.
$5,000.
See, the wings at least taste good. The chip tastes like hot garbage composted with some type of sewage
what it
water.
Is. That's probably what it is.
And then it hits you in the mouth with the heat.
Yeah, but for $5,000 you would
Rashawn.
No.
Okay. One chip
really
for $200.
No.
Negative. Nope.
That's it.
No.
See, but
it ain't enough.
This is the hypocrisy.
It's not enough.
Here's the hypocrisy. He just told this dude that you got to eat whatever I give you.
Yeah, tough coaches.
Tough
you
coach.
Signed up for the USFL.
You signed up.
This is what it's
he didn't
like.
Get paid extra for eating that. He did not. He would have got his
five.
No, you said that he got. That wasn't why he got cut. You said
he got,
that
he got cut. He got cut because he complained about the chicken salad that was being given to him for free.
So, Rashawn, you're talking about if I gave you wings for free.
Sure.
Would you complain about it?
If you was paying me $5,000, absolutely.
No,
I
would not. That's not what it was.
You just said you got it for free.
You said for free.
No, yeah. Well, let's stop for a minute. Let's just start. Let's go back to where
like,
we were at.
It's like a moonwalk. I've never seen you moonwalk before, Rashawn.
Hold up a minute. Kirby. We're talking about Kirby and the chicken salad, okay? He cut the guy because, first of all, he didn't eat chicken salad, right?
Listen
and
to yourself.
Then he asked, hold on a minute. He asked the coach who had a pizza in his hand.
For one
hey,
slice.
Can I get a slice of that pizza? And the coach, I'm putting myself as a coach. I'm going to look at you as the player, Nick. Absolutely not.
No. The coach didn't like the chicken salad. So the coach went and got pizza. You got a coach that's telling you, here are the rules.
I didn't know the whole story.
Here are the rules. And the coach was like, I'm not eating this garbage. I'm getting pizza. And the player was like, yo, can I get a slice? And he was like, no. And he was like, is that a problem? Which is the challenge. See, the coach was an issue.
The coach asked the player, is that a problem?
And the player just said, yes.
And you know what I would have said?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
That's like Debo asking you. Listen, the head coach.
See, but he's
like
being truthful.
Debo, listen.
It's
the head coach.
That wasn't
like
the head coach.
Debo.
That wasn't the head coach. That was the assistant coach.
Even worse, because that's your immediate boss. So your immediate boss asked you, was that a problem? What you should have said, even if it was a problem, was nothing or no. And walked away.
But the problem is, it is a problem because he's a football player and he's not going to have anything to eat that day.
Well, you know what he did? Because that was a problem. He got a cut. Which one was more important?
But the rule is that you can't be disrespectful. Saying yes, it's a problem is not being disrespectful.
Absolutely.
He's being cut over chicken salad.
If I tell you no, you can't get a pizza from me, right?
Yeah.
And I'm your immediate, like, supervisor, uh-huh. right? Because, listen, it's not like a regular job, mm-hmm. okay? USFL is, I'm trying to make it to the next level. This is a stepping stone to me making to the NFL, hopefully, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, if my boss, who is, we looking at him be disrespectful to everybody else, oh, he ain't going to eat the chicken. Well, obviously, he got it to get a pizza. He asked him, he threw him the lob pass. He could have just dunked it and been like, nah, coach, it's all good, and been done. But he said, yes.
Bruh.
But it's a problem.
He's being truthful. Bruh. He's being a good person.
That wouldn't have been no problem.
Also, you're talking about
if I was 24, 25 years old and hungry, and my coach asked me, is that a problem? And I know where he's going
Rico,
with it.
Guess what, though?
Absolutely not,
out of
coach.
All of this, two things are in
starting play. Running back.
Two things are in play. Here are things that we are guaranteed and that we know. Vershawn Jackson is afraid of hot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't like heat.
So the captain can't do everything.
Apparently not.
He can't do everything.
Sounds
he can't
good.
Do everything.
Nope, I can't. I'm just
he
the man.
He can't do everything.
You know what?
Clark
Kent, baby.
But the greater news is later this week, Nick will do the Hot Ones Challenge. Yeah!
for some dinero. Yeah. Dinero, I'll happily do it.
$50. We're all in.
Hey, you want me to press it for 50? I'll press it 50.
Gotcha.
I'll press it for two chips for 50. I'll put another 50 on it, back to back.
Okay.
Deal?
Wait. Do it twice?
In the same set.
Oh, he can't do twice.
No, absolutely not. You can chip in 50.
Nah. He can't do twice.
I want to see twice.
Well, he can do it back-to-back days.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Oh, I could not.
He
could
do it back-to-back days.
My insides?
Back-to-back days.
His toilet
cannot
handle
it. Yeah. You know
I don't got the Super Flush 5,000, man.
You know who we need to get?
Flush 8 billion. Yeah.
You know who we need to get? We need to get Nathan.
I do not have
Nathan
a bidet.
Nathan will 100% do it.
We need Nathan.
We will.
No,
if we
what?
Get
hey.
Nathan, though, we got to go down to like 25 because he'll do it for 25.
No. We'll do them both.
Nathan
we'll
will do it for a Virginia
we'll
Tech.
We'll get them both to do it.
Both. We can do it on our show. We did it the first
time
on our show.
Nathan will do it for a Virginia Tech basketball shirt. That's what he'll do it for.
Oh, that's so
man, I will say this. I'm so tired of getting DMs on Twitter from Nate.
So
he just I woke
much.
Up to another one this morning. Virginia Tech, 8th in the polls.
He just sends me the picture.
Rashad,
like,
you don't understand.
Like,
you don't understand
stop,
how
man.
Much joy this brings me.
I know. I can't wait to see.
You don't know how much joy this brings me to see this young man step up.
Good job, Nick.
Step up.
I know what to expect.
Well, truth be told, somebody had to step up for the show.
Yeah.
Because the captain bailed.
Captain's getting carried
the
by
captain,
a producer.
Yep. Like he's like, hey, I know. I'm Tom Brady, but hey, backup, go beat.
I am Blaine.
Go beat
I am
the Chiefs for me.
I am Blaine Gabbert.
Go beat the Chiefs for me.
Let's go, Blaine. Everybody loves Blaine Gabbert.
Blaine Gabbert's got the best job in the NFL. Don't forget it. Forget being a starter.
Hey,
let me be Blaine.
Nick
Gabbert.
Is never going to look at you the same again. You know, Nick's going to eat this thing and just stare at you while he
the
eats
whole time.
It.
I'll run the board for you, Nick.
And he's going to have to.
Well, so time out. If we're having Nathan do it too, we'll have to do it at 2 p.m. on our show.
Oh no! We'll bring Nate in.
Nate'll come in.
We're
going
to do it. At 2
okay,
early.
Well, I didn't know if he'd be able to leave. Early.
We'll bring
I'm not
Nate
paying
in.
Nate $50 to do it on
That's
his
right,
show.
You
got to do it on my Nate. One of you guys can do it on my show.
What is Jake's
end of the show?
Mark,
Jake's not doing it.
Yeah, is this fair?
Jake ain't touching.
$100 each or $100. Total.
Jake Sorensen,
50.
Jake ain't
50.
Yep.
Is he really sunshine?
Ain't
he's sunshine.
If you ask him, if
we'll have him eating in my show.
If you ask Jake if he'll do it for $50, maybe, but I don't think Jake's doing it.
Which
I don't
Jake?
Mark,
doing it.
Which Jake?
Jake
Sorensen.
That's what I was trying to. Which Jake Sorensen? Must be another one. I can't see. I cannot see Jake Sorensen for
Jake
$50 eating the hot chicken.
Jake ain't touching.
I'm gonna go and say no.
He ain't touching.
Mark,
wings.
Would you go back in the pool?
for $50.
Is there any amount of money that would get you back in the pool?
Well, not currently, because I got to do this thing with Farrell's.
Uh-huh.
And, that's true.
But it's just one chip. It's not.
It's not going to
happen. Wait, we're doing the wings, right? We're doing the wings.
You can do wings or hot.
Okay, yeah, the wings.
If you talk to me in 10 weeks from now,
uh-huh.
Yeah, we can talk.
Okay.
But not till this challenge is done.
Okay.
I got to protect the tummy.
Way to slither
there's
out of
no,
that one,
hey,
Mark.
No. Yeah. You are not doing kickboxing with a rumbly tummy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're right.
Can you aid my cousin?
Oh, that would be terrible.
I'll have to make sure to squat before
you
got to,
hey, the just everybody's on bags. About
now you do
two
know,
bags
I'm
away.
Just letting you know in advance, the day that he does this and the day after.
You will be missing him.
I won't be here.
He'll be here, but he'll be
not mentally. Not
is
mentally.
My mic on? Is this thing on?
Yeah.
Listen, well, then you do it on Friday. We won't have to worry about it.
Just going to ruin
your
weekend.
Off.
No, just going to ruin your weekend.
We'll do it Thursday.
Friday.
Just going to ruin your weekend.
You can't do it and get no days off work.
Hey,
that
ain't
gonna work.
He's not going to miss any days. He'll just be in and out of the studio.
So you got to vet your guests.
Like every 10 minutes or so.
Yeah, make sure that you don't, like they don't cuss on the radio or something.
Friday's perfect.
Every 10 minutes or so.
No, Friday. Do it Thursday. Don't ruin his weekend.
Friday.
Yeah, please
don't
ruin
my man's weekend.
So if you want. If you want
stuff to do Friday night.
No, Rashawn, what you could do is just take a fingertip.
Take a dab.
And take a dab.
Take a dab.
Where's the money?
He said, where's the money?
That
didn't win. That's sauce.
The money?
It's just the sauce.
I know, but
come on,
where's the
fella?
Money? $1,000, I'll do it right now.
I'm a three-time national champion. I'm the captain.
And
I'm scared of sauce.
And I'm, it's not that I'm scared of sauce. I'm smart.
Oh, no,
so
you're
listen,
scared of sauce.
I tell you what you do. Put a little sauce on the apple. For $1,000, I'll eat it.
No.
For $1,000?
What are you talking about?
Bro, for $1,000, I'll do it.
What are you talking about?
No, you, the guy, said you wouldn't do it for $5,000.
You just
remember?
Said the fact that he wouldn't eat something that was given to him by his boss for free.
Yeah, it's given to you for free.
Hey, Rashawn, something for free from your boss to you.
And remember line 46.
Criticized.
All right, you're cut. You're gone.
You're
yeah,
just
see
ya.
Line 46. Hey,
we're done. You won't need a bomb. You're done.
Hey, listen.
He can ignore that bottle.
Hey, the DP paid me $5,000 a week. Trust me, I will have a little bit of this in my mouth every day, buddy.
Bro.
Dab.
I have
boom.
Some, it's on my finger.
Bro, that sauce inside that that bottle is thick.
I am willing to give up part of my paycheck to get him up to $5,000 for just this week.
I know.
Yeah, I'll take one for the team.
Yeah. Let's start a GoFundMe.
Yeah.
Okay, just to tell you, there was sauce on the side of the bottle. It got on my finger.
Yeah.
That was a bad move.
Yeah, I don't
that
know why
was
you did
that. Really bad move.
I don't
move.
Know why you did that.
I just regret.
Both you should wash your hands before you touch anything.
Bad
you
know, sure
remember the
face.
First time, the first time
oh,
I touched my eyes.
You almost touched
my
eyes.
I touched my face.
Touched, like, your nose.
This was
and
not
as red.
This was not a wise.
Don't touch your nose.
This was not a wise. Dude. My stomach immediately went, yo.
Not again.
What?
Not
damn
again.
You. What?
Yeah, y'all.
So
exactly, that's exactly right. Thomas and Lincoln.
Yeah.
Thomas says, "Wow, I know Rico complains about the weather, but VJ complaining about the food is a whole new level."
Right.
It is. It's kind of embarrassing.
You gotta accept that. You gotta accept that.
They call me a wimp all the time, so I don't know what they're calling you.
Oh man,
my doesn't matter to me. Sticks and stones may hurt my bones, but words will never hurt me.
Yeah, that pizza rant is pretty good. Kadobga says Kadobga says he'd eat eat dirt for $5,000. We opened that up to fans. So Tater and who was it? Who else?
Kupsker.
Kupsker. So Tater and Kupsker came in and manned up and did it for free.
Kupsker ate
and
the chip.
They ate what?
Yo, Kupsker ate the chip right there, and his face just got red. Like, he was fine. Yeah. I don't know how he did that.
He was miserable afterwards.
Well, I don't know how
we
he
talked
did
to him
that.
At like 14 hours later. And
yeah, it was like.
My man stood there and just ate the entire chip. Like, that is.
His whole insides was on fire.
What's that quote? I pooped a little.
And you know the funny thing?
There's no little with that.
You can't even use water because if you use water, it intensifies.
It's milk.
Yeah.
Milk and Dr. Pepper.
I had remember the chip. I had the ice cream. I was just using
was just
my teeth.
Eating ice cream out of like.
I just used it.
Well, never.
No
I mean, like, I,
no
almost, spoon. I almost fainted out here during. I couldn't host my show when we did the hot ones.
I was under the table.
Jay
I
Foreman,
almost
we
fainted
had to
out
bleep
there.
Jay Foreman. We had to use the dumb button for Jay Foreman.
Yeah.
Oh, was he that pissed?
No, he was hot.
It hit him.
I'm talking about when it hit him. He had
he let out a word combo that was not allowed on the radio.
He was pissed off.
Hey, it was cold and raining that day, and he walked. He took his jacket up and walked outside.
I remember that.
So everybody took the chip
like,
challenge.
Live in, and he got, I mean, he literally, like, first of all, he was like, I'm a player. You don't understand. This stuff don't affect me, though. And we said, then he goes, said, then all of a sudden it hit him. He goes, how many more of these wings we got to go? Here we go, dude. You got like four more. He let out a combination.
He was done at that.
Oh, he was wrapped. Like,
he said,
like,
I played in Buffalo. This is hot.
Well, and that's the thing is on the hot ones, the wings, like one through three is actually enjoyable.
Well, one through six is pretty fine.
That's right. Then you get into like seven, eight, nine,
and
10. Then you just go numb.
Yeah,
you know, you don't taste anything.
Out.
You just feel something in your mouth.
He was standing right there talking mad game.
My stomach is not the best.
And he was like, boy, y'all don't know me. I play in Buffalo.
If we bring Terrell Farley in to do it with you, will you do it?
Bring Terrell Farley in just to do it.
But I want you to do it.
Why?
Because I want to see you
To tell you, I wasn't going to do it. So
I'm training under Coach Osborne. We know when to fold.
When Brett Baker came in, and my thing was I'll do the first – I said I was going to do the first.
You said three.
Yeah,
first three, right? And then I was going to bail. But then it's Nick and Bach and Rico and Tom. And I'm like, oh, my manhood would not allow me to walk and go that they did a thing that I couldn't and wouldn't do.
Peer pressure still alive and well.
Well, but it was that thing, right?
He peer pressured himself.
No, I did in my head. I'm watching.
However you cut the cheese, it's still alive and well.
I'm watching it, right? And then I'm like, all right, we get to number four, and I'm like, okay, so I'm in now. Like, I'm in. But I know that number six and seven and eight are the ones that set you off.
Yeah.
But I'm like, fine, I'll do it. And I'm like, I'm just going to fit. I'm looking at them, and I'm going, oh, this is hitting me way better than it's hitting them.
Yeah, I was
like,
I couldn't talk.
They were beat it up. Yeah. And
when is Nick doing it?
Thursday.
I was fine until we hit the bomb, and then I was under the table.
Friday show.
It's not.
He'll be miserable Friday morning.
Yeah.
Oh, he's gonna be miserable from the day. Because
I just won't get up and lift on. Because
that's where it hit me. That's where it hit me was
just the squat in the morning.
Well, that night, like, so we ate at like 3, and at like 9, my stomach was like, ooh, we got to go. And then the following morning, because that was a Friday, mm-hmm. and the following morning, man.
Yeah.
It was the halls of Montezuma, boy.
I think I just took my charger in the bathroom with me.
Yeah, it was 4th of July. It was just like.
Rashawn, just to give you an idea, on a couple of the sauces, you don't put the sauce on it. You just put a drop of the sauce on the wing, and you take a bite.
Oh.
That's how fire.
That's how hot it is.
We not glazing them all.
With the first one, with the first couple, Brett will be in here in a Tupperware.
Six,
yeah, and he'll shake it up.
First six, he's
and lather it.
But then the hottest ones,
like the last three,
you put a dab.
It was
Da Bomb.
It's just 10 that put the dab. Da Bomb was covered.
Well, no, he put a drop on the wing and then shook it up, so they weren't covered, but they had like a light coating,
just residue.
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
I don't remember much from that day.
I don't remember that at all.
I remember that.
We'll find
the
clip of Jay Foreman tapping out.
Yeah, I like to see.
Like
that.
we've got that.
You
clip
tell me Debo actually tapped out.
He did. It was hilarious.
Not Debo.
It was hilarious.
Hey, he did the rest of the wings, but he was.
I didn't see anybody with Debo tapping out.
They humble you. They humble you.
He tapped out. Like,
no, yeah. He ate the rest of the wings. Well, but that
He didn't eat anything past that.
Oh, no,
and then
you're right.
DP says, fellas,
Nick did.
Don't be trying to cover for Jay Foreman because you know he tapped out. Listen, Jay, I'm trying to let you defend yourself, but I can't believe that you tapped out, big fella.
Brev asked if there was any crying. Yes.
I
cried the first time.
Debo cried.
No, I cried.
You said he cried, right?
He did not.
Debo, you cried too. They're shaking their head.
No, we're not. Don't you put that on us. Don't you put that evil on
Debo,
us.
Hey, Debo, come through. Boom. Who right. said what?
Kool-Aid, man.
Kool-Aid. Hey, it's the captain. When we get back, we're going to talk to Don Juan DeMarco, a.k.a. Damon Benny, a.k.a. Don Benny, the captain, the ticket, 93.7.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs,
plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.